Imagine you're just watching the NQ tape, right? The market's been grinding in this tight, 30-point range all morning.
Yeah, totally typical.
Exactly. And your depth of market, your order book is thick, the rotations are super predictable, and everything feels, well, incredibly orderly. But then suddenly, price breaks the seemingly random level, and the tape just completely unglues. I mean, the order book thins out to single digits, velocity just explodes, and you're watching a 100-point drop in like 5 minutes.
With zero fundamental news.
Right, no economic prints, no breaking headlines. Or, conversely, maybe you're trading the ES and you watch this massive wave of aggressive market selling hit the tape.
Just massive red delta building on the footprint.
Yeah, aggressive sellers are just smashing the bid, but the price refuses to drop a single tick. It just absorbs all of it and then instantly reverses higher, violently squeezing everyone who just went short.
And most traders are just sitting there staring at their screens, completely frustrated.
Completely. They're trying to find like a moving average or a Mangsty crossover to explain it, but they're flying blind because they're entirely focused on the underlying futures price, right? They're totally unaware of the massive invisible options market mechanics that are actually dictating that liquidity.
Yeah, and I mean, that is the daily reality of the modern market structure. We often think of the futures market as the primary driver, but it's really not the tail wagging the dog anymore.
Right?
It's the dog being violently yanked around by the options market. Specifically, we're talking about dealer gecs or gamma.
Which is exactly what we're doing a deep dive on today. We're getting straight into the architecture of daily GEX levels.
Yeah, because market makers, the dealers facilitating these trades for institutions and funds, they're constantly hedging their books by buying and selling the underlying futures.
And for a long time, mapping those specific dealer gamma levels meant paying really steep monthly subscriptions, right? It was walled off.
Oh, absolutely. Institutional grade stuff.
But there's actually a way to access daily NQ and ES gamma levels for free. So our mission today is to break down exactly what these levels are: the gamma flip, the call wall, the put wall, the net GEX regime, and max pain.
It's a critical structural map.
It really is. But before we map those levels, I want to make sure we, really understand the mechanism. Why are these market makers forced to buy and sell futures so aggressively in the first place?
Well, it really all comes down to the mechanics of remaining delta neutral. I mean, market makers aren't in the business of betting on market direction.
Right, they just want to collect a toll.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The bid-ask spread and the option premium. But to do that, they have to take the other side of client trades. So if an institution buys a massive block of put options, betting the market goes down, the dealer is now effectively long the market.
So they have to offset that.
Yeah. To balance their risk and stay neutral, that dealer is mathematically forced to short the underlying futures contract. You can kind of think of it like a perfectly balanced seesaw.
Okay, let's unpack this. So the dealers are just constantly adjusting their futures positions to keep that seesaw flat, right?
Precisely. As the underlying market price moves, the mathematical risk, the delta of those options, changes dynamically. And that rate of change is called gamma.
So because the delta is constantly shifting, they have to constantly buy and sell to keep it level. And the specific prices where those massive adjustments happen are the GEX levels we need to track.
Exactly. And to navigate this, you really have to map those specific lines in the sand before the opening bell even rings. You can't wait for price action to form.
You need the map predefined.
Yeah. And the single most critical line you must have on your chart every single day is the gamma flip. This is the exact price level where aggregate dealer gamma changes sign across the whole options chain.
So going from positive to negative or vice versa.
Right. And that gamma flip dictates the entire behavioral regime of the market for that whole session.
I always think of the gamma flip as like a border crossing between two completely different countries that operate under entirely different laws of physics.
That's a great way to look at it.
So when price is trading above the gamma flip, you're in positive gamma territory. Can you explain how the dealers act when we're in that positive regime?
Sure. So when price is above the gamma flip, dealers are forced to hedge in a way that actively dampens volatility.
So they're stabilizing things.
Exactly. If the market price drops, their delta shifts in a way that mathematically forces them to buy futures to re-neutralize. And if the market rallies, they're forced to sell futures.
So they're constantly buying the dips and selling the rips.
Yeah, they act as a massive structural shock absorber. It creates a really calm, mean reverting environment.
Right. So in that country, you want to fade the extremes, but The moment price crosses below that gamma flip border, we enter negative gamma territory. And I know this is where things get really dangerous. What happens to the math there?
The math literally inverts. The shock absorbers are just completely removed. Now, if the price drops, their delta shifts the opposite way, forcing them to sell futures into the hole just to stay neutral.
Oh, wow. So they're pressing the momentum.
Exactly. If price rallies, they're forced to buy futures into the rip. Instead of dampening the move, they amplify it. Mm-hmm. They are literally forced to trade with the momentum.
Which is exactly why, below the gamma flip, the speed limit just disappears, right? You get that fast, highly directional trending market with those violent swings.
That's the exact mechanism, yeah.
That structural shift makes total sense. Above the line, they stabilize. Below the line, they destabilize. So that's the broad regime. But within those regimes, we have the hard boundaries, right? The walls.
Mm-hmm. The specific strike levels.
Let's start with the upside. The call wall. This is the largest positive gamma strike above the current price. I usually visualize the call wall as this like tractor beam that suddenly turns into a concrete ceiling.
That's a perfect analogy.
Right. Because as price moves up toward it, it acts like a magnet. But the moment price touches it, it instantly turns into massive resistance. Why does that happen? What's the mechanism behind that concrete ceiling?
Well, the mechanism is purely mathematical exhaustion. As price moves up toward that call wall strike, dealers are constantly buying futures to hedge their shifting delta.
Which creates that tractor beam effect.
Exactly. But the moment the price reaches the actual call wall strike, the options at that level are now at the money. The dealers are essentially fully hedged for that specific cluster of risk.
So the delta squeeze just exhausts itself.
Right. There's no more mathematically required buying left to do. The engine runs out of fuel. And simultaneously, massive passive limit orders from institutions monetizing those calls just stack up.
Ah, so the required buying drops to zero exactly where the institutional selling pressure peaks.
Exactly, which creates that structural concrete ceiling capping the advance.
That perfectly explains why we see those thick volume nodes right at the high of the day that just will not break. Now, looking at the downside, we have the put wall. This is the largest negative gamma strike below the current price.
Right. And in a positive gamma regime, the put wall acts as absolute structural support.
Because dealers actively buy the underlying ES or NQ futures as price approaches it, providing all that passive liquidity. But here's the crucial part. What exactly happens if that defense fails?
Okay, so if massive directional selling pressure, say like a major macro fund liquidating, if they chew through all that dealer liquidity and break the price decisively below the put wall, the dynamic violently shifts.
Because the dealers are caught offside.
Completely offside. They suddenly have massive short gamma exposure. Remember the seesaw. As price falls further below those put strikes, their delta becomes rapidly and increasingly positive.
So they have to aggressively market sell the futures into an already falling market just to get neutral again.
Exactly. And that forced selling triggers a severe cascade effect. Breaking the put wall is what accelerates just a standard intraday pullback into a full-blown relentless sell-off.
So the flip and the walls give us the literal boundaries of the playing field. But there's another layer, right? We have to look at the entire board as a whole. Let's talk about the net GEX regime and max pain.
Yeah, those are critical contextual overlays. The net GEX regime looks at the total aggregate gamma across the entire options chain, summing up all the calls and all the puts.
So you're basically asking, is the total sum positive or negative?
Exactly. It tells you, from a macro perspective, whether dealers are overall stabilizing the tape for the entire session or destabilizing it right from the opening print, it defines the overarching tide.
Got it. And then we have max pain. Max pain is the strike price with the absolute highest number of open options contracts, combining both puts and calls, right?
Yes.
And why does that specific strike exert so much gravity, especially when we get into OPEX or options expiration weeks?
Because max pain represents the price level that would cause the maximum financial loss for option buyers, and therefore the maximum financial profit for the major option sellers, the institutions and market makers.
Right. So they're naturally incentivized to pull it there.
Exactly. Due to the massive hedging flows required to manage all that open interest, the market naturally pulls toward that max pain strike. As time decay accelerates heading into a monthly OPEX, that gravitational pull becomes exceptionally strong. They want to pin the price as close to max pain as mathematically possible.
Okay, so we have the map. We've marked the gamma flip, the call wall, the put wall, the net GEX regime, and max pain on our charts. But mapping the levels is just theory.
Right. Execution is a different beast.
Exactly. Executing a live futures trade requires a concrete framework. So how do we transition from just looking at the lines to actively trading around them? What's the 60-second playbook when you sit down at the desk?
Well, the 60-second playbook starts with one single observation. Check the regime first. You look at where the current futures price is trading relative to the gamma flip.
Because that dictates your entire posture for the day.
Exactly. If price is above the gamma flip, you expect slow, mean reverting moves. Your strategy is to fade the edges. If price pushes up to your value area high, or VAH, you look for exhaustion.
Right, you sell into structural resistance at the call wall.
Yeah, and you buy the dips down to the point of control, or POC. You're trading a bracketed market. But if price is below the gamma flip, the playbook inverts entirely.
You expect fast trending moves.
Yes. You absolutely do not fade extremes. You look for pullbacks to join the trend because you have to trade with the momentum when dealers are actively amplifying directional moves. You just never step in front of a negative gamma free trend.
Okay, hold on. Let me challenge that logic right there. If the put wall is such a massive, structurally defined support level, and we know for a fact that dealers are mathematically required to buy there to hedge, why shouldn't a trader just place a blind limit order exactly on the put wall strike price, set a profit target, and walk away to get a coffee?
I mean, it's a tempting thought, for sure.
Right. Why overcomplicate it?
Well, because it completely ignores the reality of modern market microstructure. The market is a highly adversarial, dynamic environment. Gamma levels provide structural context, not guaranteed entries.
They tell you where price might stall, but not that it definitely will.
Exactly. They tell you exactly where price is mathematically probable to stall and how fast it will move when it gets there. But if you place a blind limit order exactly on the put wall, you run two massive execution risks.
Like front running.
Yes. First, if other institutional players and algos know the put wall is there, and they absolutely do, they'll often front run it, causing the market to reverse 3 or 4 points before your passive order ever fills.
And what's the second risk?
The more dangerous one. If a massive macro seller steps in and aggressively sweeps the order book, chewing through all that passive dealer liquidity, the put wall will break. And as we established, if it breaks, the downside cascade is immediate and violent.
So your blind limit order just gets run over instantly for a maximum loss.
Precisely.
So the options data gives us the map, but it doesn't guarantee the exact route. We need to look at the intersection in real time. This is where order flow convergence comes in, right? We have to actually confirm the entry.
Absolutely. You must confirm the structural options level with real-time futures order flow. When price reaches the put wall or the call wall, you need to see actual order flow convergence.
So practically, a trader is looking at their CVD, their cumulative volume delta, to see the actual aggressive buying and selling pressure. If we're at the put wall, what exactly am I looking for on that CVD to confirm a trade?
You're looking for a massive divergence. Like, for example, are you seeing heavy aggressive market selling, hitting the bid, driving your CVD significantly lower, but the actual price candles are failing to drop?
Ah, classical absorption.
Exactly. The aggressive sellers are trying to push it down, but they're hitting the passive dealer limit bids. You then verify this on the footprint chart. You want to see thick volume nodes on the footprint exactly at that gamma level,
where the aggressive market orders are just hitting a brick wall.
Yes. And finally, you watch the DOM, the depth of market order book, to see liquidity actively reloading on the bid. The gamma level tells you exactly where to look.
And the CVD, footprint, and order book tell you exactly when the structural defense is actually happening so you can pull the trigger.
Exactly.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me, specifically regarding the data itself. If a practitioner is going to size up and base their live NQ or ES execution on these specific structural levels, they have to trust the math.
They absolutely do.
And I see a lot of, you know, cheap or free tools out there that use a very basic cumulative sum shortcut to find the zero gamma level. They basically stack up all the positive gamma from the call, stack up all the negative from the puts, draw a simple line where they intersect, and call it a day. Why is that cumulative sum shortcut fundamentally flawed?
Because that shortcut completely fails in extreme or heavily skewed market conditions. If the market is in a massive prolonged rally and the net gamma is entirely positive across the whole options chain, a cumulative sum never actually changes sign.
Right. There's no natural intersection.
Exactly. It just forces an arbitrary cutoff based on a median assumption, which is practically useless for execution. The data you really want to rely on, like the Wick flow, Gamma flip, is derived differently. It explicitly reprices gamma across a vector of candidate prices using the Black-Scholes options pricing model.
So it isn't just a simple tally, it's actually recalculating the Greeks.
Yes. The repricing method utilizes the Black-Scholes pricing engine to simulate exactly what the implied volatility surface and the options chain would look like at different theoretical price points.
Oh, wow.
It calculates the exact theoretical line where that delta hedging behavior will mathematically invert based on dynamic modeling, not just a static count. It's the difference between a rough estimate and a precise mathematical calculation.
That offers a massive structural edge over retail approximations. But let me push back on the reality of the data feed itself. The documentation for this free data notes that it's derived from the full official NASDAQ 100 index option chains, the NDX and the S&P 500 index option chains, the SPX. But it also clearly notes this free data is delayed by about 15 minutes from the exchange.
All right, that's standard.
But if I'm an ES or NQ day trader operating on a 1-minute footprint chart, executing rapid intraday trades, how on earth am I supposed to base my execution on options data that is a quarter of an hour old?
I know it sounds counterintuitive until you understand the mechanics of how options open interest actually functions. The 15-minute delay is entirely pragmatic and honestly perfectly sufficient for structural mapping.
Really? How so?
Well, first, 15-minute delayed options data is the absolute standard for any free tier access across the industry. But more importantly, open interest. The actual creation and destruction of options contracts that form these walls only officially updates once per day.
Right, in the morning prior to the cash open.
Exactly. Throughout the intraday U.S. session, from the London morning crossover through to the New York close, intraday trading volume's occurring, sure. But it takes immense, sustained, directional volume to significantly shift a major macro structural level like the call wall or the put wall.
So the underlying macro option structure does not shift tick by tick.
No, the walls aren't jumping around every 30 seconds. They are massive, slow-moving structures. The levels are refreshed every 15 to 30 minutes to account for intraday price movements, altering the delta and gamma profiles. But the walls themselves are incredibly stable anchors.
Got it. And you're pairing this contextual, slowly evolving options map with your near-life futures, quote, and real-time order flow anyway.
Exactly, to handle the exact execution.
Okay, so we have the map. We know the math is based on Black-Scholes repricing, and we know how to confirm the entries with order flow. But there's a practical disconnect here. These options levels are calculated based on the cash indexes, right? The NDX and the SPX. Therefore, the raw values generated are in index points. But we're actively trading the futures contracts, the NQ and the ES. How do we bridge that gap on our trading screens?
A trader must calculate and align the futures basis. The basis is simply the premium or discount between the cash index and the active futures contract, factoring in interest rates and dividends.
Oh, right.
To plot these index levels accurately onto a futures chart, you have to manually calculate that basis spread and adjust the strike prices accordingly so they line up perfectly with your ES or NQ price action.
And you have to actively bridge that gap, ensuring your basis alignment is pinpoint accurate, otherwise your walls are going to be slightly off, which kind of ruins the entire point of precision execution.
Exactly.
Now, for traders who want to bypass that manual basis calculation entirely and have these exact levels drawn directly onto their NQ or ES candles, the gamma exposure or GEX, study integrates directly inside MotiveWave. It automatically aligns the futures basis, updates the data automatically through the session, and plots the complete institutional stack.
Which is incredibly helpful.
Yeah, that includes the gamma flip, the call and put walls, zero DTE specific views, and even metrics like VANA and charm flows, which track how volatility and time decay impact these dealer positions. It also provides live regime change alerts directly on the chart. Practitioners looking to integrate this full order flow and options flow toolset can find more information and access a 14-day free trial at wickflow.com.
And honestly, the integration of Dealer Gamma into the daily workflow fundamentally shifts a trader from a reactive, price-following posture to a predictive, structural understanding of market mechanics.
You're no longer guessing where the liquidity resides. You're observing it mathematically. And I want to leave you with this final thought to mull over. When you finally understand dealer gamma and how forced market maker hedging physically moves the bid and the ask, your entire perspective of the market shifts. You realize that while millions of retail traders are out there agonizing over standard technical analysis, endlessly adjusting their diagonal trend lines and perfectly drawn Fibonacci retracements, the actual institutional market is bouncing perfectly off invisible options walls. You're no longer trading the shadows on the wall. You're finally looking at the true structural map of the market.